You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Akila C. Thompson of Act Inspires Incorporated, which is her trademark company, where she empowers and inspires others to be ambitious, courageous, and talented as a motivational speaker and fitness inspirator. Akila, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome and good morning. So why are you an advocate for turning a hobby into a business and think it is a good idea?
Well, first, that one thing in life that you would do for free is probably something that you're passionate about and should really think about doing on a full-time basis as a career. One thing is that if you're passionate about something, and one of those things we go through as an entrepreneur with, you know, the times in which you don't necessarily make the money that you want to make, and there, you hit hard times. But when you're passionate about something and it's really something that's dear to your heart, which a lot of times our hobbies are things that we enjoy doing and we do freely, then, and that's what I did with my company. Speaking was something that I was doing a lot for free and realized one day that, you know, I could really make a business out of that, and did that, and it's been one of the greatest things that I can say that I've done in helping me get over those hard times that you will reach as an entrepreneur.
So how would you suggest one go about turning a hobby into a business?
Well, first, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So I always tell people you have to start with a business plan. And as a new entrepreneur, you won't have the benefit of having been in business for a while, and your business plan probably won't have everything in it, but just having to put it plain, understanding like what the need is that you're filling, like what problem is your business solving, and then understanding from there is like how are you going to do that, like how is what you do different than maybe what others are doing that are, you know, in that same space, you know, understanding who else is doing it, you know, how are they doing it, and really how can you compete with them, like really sitting down and ask yourself some of these questions, and then understanding like what are my long-term goals, where am I trying to take this business, you know, where do I want to stand in the marketplace, you know, how much do I want my revenues to be, you know, 3-5 years down the line, and really also determining how many employees am I ultimately going to need, am I going to need 5, just really taking yourself through that analysis and planning, you know, how you should go forth with the business is extremely important, and I think people should do that when trying to take that hobby on into a business.
Many people have hobbies while working a 9-to-5. How do you suggest one plan to leave that 9-to-5 to become their own boss?
First, I would say saving. Before leaving a corporate job, which could be very hard with having benefits and having, you know, the salary and knowing that you're going to get a check every 2 weeks, when you become an entrepreneur, you don't know when you're going to get a check. So I always suggest that people try to save at least, you know, 12 to 18 months worth of salary so that if you hit a rough patch, and your business is going to take a certain level of investing, you know, investing in a website, investing in your branding, investing in all your incorporation documentation. You may need an accountant. You may need a lawyer. So I really believe that saving is one of the things that's so important to do before you leave your 9-to-5. And then, again, definitely doing that business plan and doing any kind of planning that needs to happen so that you can effectively know how to navigate being an entrepreneur, you know, once you've left that 9-to-5.
Today we are joined by Akila C. Thompson of Act Inspires Incorporated, which is her trademark company, where she empowers and inspires others to be ambitious, courageous, and talented as a motivational speaker and fitness inspirator here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What do you think are the key components of being successful as an entrepreneur?
Well, I have an accounting background, and it in no way is persuading my answer here, but you need to have an accountant. Record keeping and effective bookkeeping is so important. Many new entrepreneurs, they see cash, they see that they're bringing money in, but they don't really know their bottom line as to, am I actually really making money? Am I really looking at my expenses netted against my revenue to know whether or not I'm really making profits? So it is extremely important to keep good record keeping, keep good books from day one. So in all of your incorporation fees, everything that you do from the very beginning, you should be keeping track of that so that you really know, am I making money? The second thing that I would say, which is extremely important, is establishing your brand, establishing it, and knowing how to market that brand effectively. Really establishing who you are. You know, Nike, you know, when you see Nike, you think just do it. You think quality. You have athletes that are associated with it. You really have to sit down and think about, what is my company? What, how do I want it to be perceived in the marketplace? When people see my brand, they see my company name, what do I want them to think? I want to be associated with quality, good service. You know, I want to be unique in a way. So really establishing that brand and then figuring out, because there's nothing like having a great brand and no one knows about you. So really figuring out, how am I going to take that brand and market it effectively so that it turns into sales for me, it turns into revenue, it turns into profit. So having a marketing plan is also very, very important. So using PR, using media, social media, which is so important right now, to really help push and project your brand to your target market.
How do you think social media could be used to propel our businesses today?
Well, social media, right now everything seems to evolve around social media. And as a business, you have to really keep up with the times. And social media is the voice to the general public, an opportunity for you to connect with your current clients and gain prospective clients. So social media is very important with helping you with your brand marketing in this day and age. You know, it allows you in many ways to do your own PR, allowing you to put good things that your company does out there. You know, it also helps with Google is so big right now. Social media is a way for you to establish a Google presence. And the more that you put out there on Twitter, putting out there on Facebook, putting out there on YouTube, all of these things will come up when people search your brand, when they search your company. So social media, I believe, is so vital and very, very important, where a lot of companies, for whatever reason, I don't know why, I'm always talking to new entrepreneurs and they say, oh, I'm not really into social media, but social media is so important. There's so many campaigns you can do that help with advertising. Through many of these networks, you can advertise now on Facebook, you can advertise through Twitter. You can also do different competitions, which allows you to engage people that are your clients and prospective clients to know what it is you do and to be intrigued to learn more about your company. So indeed, I encourage people, learn about social media and how it can be used, because it's a free opportunity in many cases for you to market your company and your brand really effectively.
In conclusion, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about ACT Inspires Incorporated online?
You can find ACT Inspires at actinspires.com. You can also follow ACT Inspires on all major social media, on Instagram, Twitter. And you can also find my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ACT Inspires.
Very good. Appreciate your sharing all those connections with us as well. She is Akilah C. Thompson of ACT Inspires Incorporated, which is her trademark company where she empowers and inspires others to be ambitious, courageous, and talented as a motivational speaker and fitness inspirator. And the website of reference that does it all is actinspires.com. Akilah, thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.